Tom Humphrey is the Nashville Bureau Chief for the Knoxville News Sentinel, who joins us every week for a checkup on our General Assembly. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Chrissy. My guess date right now is April 17th. There's a lot to be done, but they seem generally on track.
Of course, we're waiting to see what the budget's going to look like, and also waiting to hear about the veto override session.
Yes, the governor on the budget front, perhaps this week, the governor will produce an amendment to the budget plan he laid out in February. That will go a long way toward resolving things or creating new disruptions. Basically, revenue for the state has been declining since February again, running short of expectations, I suppose would be the way to say it. So it is a very tight budget year, and the modifications the governor makes to the budget are much anticipated and maybe will involve some more cuts.
Let's just check up on some legislation that we haven't talked about. One question I have is, this was a bill from House Representative Gloria Johnson. She introduced legislation to give parents the right to opt out of high-stakes testing in schools. So parents would be able to opt their kids out of some of these standardized tests. Where is that legislation?
It is very dead. It died over on the House side, where Senator Jim Kyle, the Democratic leader of the Senate, was sponsor. He brought that bill before a 9-member Senate committee. It got 8 no votes, so it is gone for the year.
Another that I saw had bitten the dust, at least for now, is the Medical Marijuana Act.
Yes, the Medical Marijuana Act was widely understood to be unlikely to pass the Republican majority legislature, but the sponsor, Sherry Jones, in the House, a Democrat, proceeded to bring in many people to testify about the benefits. Parents of young children that have ailments that they contend would be helped by medical marijuana. She finally put it to a vote last week in a House subcommittee. 2 Democrats voted for the bill, 6 Republicans, all on the committee, voted no. So that ended medical marijuana for this year.
Now, it looks like, though, part of it, something having to do with clinical research, has made it through as an amendment. This would use part of the oil with trace amounts of THC for clinical research. Is that expected to actually pass?
That has a better chance. It's a separate bill. It's sponsored in the House by Representative Mike Carter, a former judge from down in Hamilton County. And it does involve cannabis oil, which is legal in many places for treatment of certain specified ailments. It is said not to have any of the THC that's the intoxicating ingredient in marijuana or most cannabis. And yes, that seems to have a good chance. The same committee that killed Representative Jones' medical marijuana bill gave its approval to Representative Carter's cannabis oil bill, is what some people call that.
Well, let's see. What else are we looking at that was controversial that is now kaput for the...
Well, annually there's an effort to legalize riding a motorcycle without a helmet. That got further than usual this year. Was killed in a Senate committee last week by a vote of 5 yes, 6 no. So it came pretty close, but it did die. We have talked about sex week at UT and legislation to deal with that. There, Senator Stacy Campbell and his 2 House sponsors have all backed away and said they will not try to pass any restrictions on UT student fees this year. The UT trustees and administrators will be working on it, and they will have an opt-out policy of some sort, letting students decline to pay fees covering programs that they find offensive. The exact parameters of that policy, of course, are to be developed by UT folks, and the legislators will be looking at that next year.
Now, there's an amendment that has to do with veterans and gambling. Can you explain that to us?
Right. The House gave final approval last week to putting on the ballot a proposition to amend the state constitution to allow veterans groups organized as charities to hold an annual gambling event, a lottery, raffle, that sort of thing, to raise money. Desirable for the veterans groups because our current state constitution says that 501c3 groups can have such events. That was part of the lottery amendment to the Constitution passed back in 2002. These veterans organizations, and we're talking like the American Legion, Veterans of Foreign Wars, Disabled Veterans, they are 501c19 groups. So that will go on the ballot this fall in November, asking Tennesseans if they want to let these veterans groups hold annual lottery-type events just like other charities do now. That it is the fourth constitutional amendment we will be voting on this fall, the others being one to ban an income tax forever in Tennessee, another dealing with abortion, and the fourth would set in place a new judicial selection system for the state of Tennessee.
Tom Humphrey is the Nashville Bureau Chief for the Knoxville News Sentinel. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Chrissy.
You can find an extended version of this interview on our website, wuot.org. I'm Chrissy Kuiper, WUOT News.